Blog Talk Radio.
For the Bible says that he that cometh to God must come believing that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Come on, everybody. Let's call Jesus.
What a wonder you are. What a wonder you are.
For the woman of God coming up through. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Dr. Henderson will be up after another song, ladies and gentlemen, and some quick announcements. Hey, the number is 347-843-4559. I highly recommend you tweet that out. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all points north on social media, ladies and gentlemen. That number, 347-843-4559. Put it out there, ladies and gentlemen. Put it out there. You will be blessed, ladies and gentlemen. And we thank you so much for your time tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're also going to give praise to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're going to go to our next song. Thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Surround me. Oh, Lord. Surround me. Oh, Lord. Let want more of you. Gotta have more of you, Jesus. Around me. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Let your presence fill this place. Yeah, yeah. Tell I'm on a care. Tell I know the money. Hey, Jesus, have your way in me. Have your way in this place, Jesus. Show them I care tonight. Oh, Jesus, surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Lord. Let your presence fill this place. Hey, let your presence fill this place. Let your presence fill this place. Fill this place. God. Fill this place. Fill this place, Lord. Fill this place. Go to the empty places in my heart and fill the place with you. I want your spirit. I want your nature. I want your power. I want your glory to fill the place. Fill the place. Fill this place with you, Jesus. Yeah. Fill this place with you, Lord. Let your presence surround, wrap your loving arms around, surround me, Jesus, wrap your loving arms around me, Jesus, surround me, Jesus, hey, oh, surround me, Lord. Let your presence, let your glory, let your power fill this place. Sondrambana nenisika. Umbrambana nololobogo shike baba. Oramandele sekema. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, pleasures forevermore, pleasures forevermore, pleasures forevermore. At your right hand, Lord, pleasures forevermore. When you feel the place, everything not like you has to go. When you feel the place, depression leaves. When you feel the place, anxiety leaves. When you feel the place, freedom comes. When you feel the place, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is victory. Feel the place, Jesus. Feel this place, Jesus. Feel this place, Jesus. Feel this place, Jesus. Fill it with freedom. Fill it with power. Fill it with glory. Fill it with glory. Fill it with glory. Fill it with glory. Fill the place, Jesus. Let your presence fill the place. Let your presence fill this place. Let your presence fill this place. Surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Lord. I want to be with you, Jesus. In you I live, in you I move. In you I live, in you I move. In you I have my being. Surround me, Jesus, for my being is in you. I live in you, I move in you. Surround me, 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 Jesus, surround me, Jesus. Let your presence fill the room with your glory, Lord. Let your presence fill this place, O Jesus. Let your presence fill this place, Lord. This place, Jesus. This place, Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Now let's welcome Dr. Henderson to the program. God bless you, Doc. God bless you. God bless you.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everyone. Everyone out there in radio land, I greet you. I greet you in the presence of the Lord, our God, in the presence of the Lord. I hope you feel his presence on tonight. I hope you feel his presence on tonight. And that if you, and I hope you know that it's not by coincidence that he tuned into this broadcast on tonight, that you have entered into the presence of the living God. On this night, you have entered into his presence. You have entered into the wonder-working Father. You have entered into the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have entered into the presence of the sweet Holy Spirit. And when you enter into the presence of the Lord, let me tell you what happens. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, whatever was on your mind, whatever happened before you called in or logged in, whatever happened, that it doesn't even matter any longer. When you're in his presence, all you want to do is just stay in his presence and feel his breath on your face and smell his Savior in the presence of the Lord. You're listening to Straight to the Point. I want you to know who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person we lean on, depend on, trust on, stand on the word of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. I'm so glad that you guys have tuned in with me on tonight. Before we get started, let me give credit to the gospel artist songs that we played on tonight. The first one was Jesus, What a Wonder You Are. He's a wonder. Just call on the name of Jesus, because the Bible says demons tremble at the sound of that name. The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he's a wonder, that the name he earned because of all that he has done for us when he came and walked the earth, became the sacrificial lamb so that we can be reconciled back to the Father. He earned his seat next to the Father. because he earned the title King of Kings and Lord of Lords because of his sacrifice for you and I, that we are able to be reconciled back to the Father because of his sacrifice for you and I. We are healed of diseases. We are set free by his power. We are the head and no longer the tail. We live in abundance. We are Holy Ghost filled because of his sacrifice and him leaving and then sending our Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. So on tonight, I want to give credit to Juanita Bynum for that powerful song. He's he's the Lion of Judah. What a wonder you are. Oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are. I mean, just those two lines, what a wonder you are, and just calling on his name, Jesus. The Bible says that we can have anything we want, anything we ask for, if we ask in the name of Jesus, if we ask the name of Jesus. And so on tonight, I want you to think about all the things you want, all the things you want from the Lord. And it's okay to want some things because Jesus says that he come that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So on tonight, I want you to just think about all the things that you're requiring, you're desiring from our Lord on tonight. And I guarantee you that he's going to meet you right where you are. The Bible says that our God is not like man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he shall repent. If he made you a promise, if he told you that he was going to do a thing, then it shall come to pass. He's not slack as some men are as it relates to his promises. If he promised you a thing, then it shall come to pass. And all through the Bible are promises. Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24. It's a promise. By his stripes you are healed because it's already done. He already was whipped. And every whip on his back was for your salvation, for your healing, for you to prosper. It was for your wisdom, your knowledge. It was for your success. It was for the salvation of your children's children, and generations on down. So I don't care what the devil is saying to you on tonight, whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, just know this one thing, that it's a done deal, that is already done. In the past tense, we should be walking and talking like it's already done, not like it's going to happen. We got to walk by faith and not by sight, and declaring and knowing that the Bible is truth, because the Bible is the Lord. The Bible is God. He is his word, and he can't lie. So if it's already written, which is the logos, my God, is already written, which is the logos, you got to walk it out. You got to walk out the rhema. You got to walk out the revelation of this thing by faith and not by sight, knowing and speaking like it's already done. So I want to encourage somebody, just off that one song, it's powerful. Jesus, what a wonder you are. And then I want to talk a little bit, and I'm not going to be before you long, about being in his presence. Eddie James, surround me, oh Lord. Hallelujah. I hope that's your prayer on tonight. With all that's going on, we have to be in his presence. We have to stay in his presence. And I'm coming out of a scripture, Psalm 16:11, a very familiar text in the Bible, one of my favorite texts, scriptures. Anything that's dealing with being in his presence, you know, I can't do nothing without being in his presence. I have to have the Holy Spirit leading me and guiding me. Jesus said, when I leave, I'm going to send you a comforter, and he's going to teach you, and lead you and guide you and bring things to your remembrance of what I have already spoken. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit on tonight, I pray that you get in his presence and ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost so that it can teach you and guide you and lead you and bring to your remembrance of all the things that were already spoken. Being in his presence, the Bible says that I'm not going to be before you long. Psalm 16:11. It says you will, and I'm going to read from the King James Version. He said, you will show me the path of life, because in your presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Have you lost your joy? You know, it used to be a song that I used to sing. I still have joy. All the things I've been through, I still have joy. I hope that's your prayer on tonight. I know that sometimes we can go through so much in life, and once you get over one trial, then here comes another. But I just come to tell you on tonight, don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy, because the Bible says that joy is within. Happiness is temporary, but having the joy of the Lord, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. So when you have joy, you are strengthened. When you have joy, you are strengthened. It's your strength, and that's the very thing that the enemy is after, because he knows once if he can take your joy, he can take your strength. And if he can take your strength, then you're not going to want to keep on going on to see what the end may be. But I come to tell somebody on tonight to encourage you and speak prophetically to you that I declare and decree that you will go on to see what the end is going to be. You will go on. You will finish the race. You will complete the task. You will. Paul said that he continues to press and push and push and press until he reached the high, the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And so we have to have that same tenacity that, okay, sickness is on this side and something else is on that side, and every time you turn around, something else is in the front, then something else is in the back. But you got to understand that although you may be surrounded by trials, you got to understand that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And the greatness that's in you is Jesus Christ, which is your joy and which is your strength. When all you got to do is stir up your joy, and it will strengthen you, and whatever is surrounding you got to fall. Amen. Psalm 91. It got to go. It got to fall. And so being in his presence strengthens us. It allows us to tighten up and build that trusting relationship with the Lord. It says that when I'm in your presence, you will show me the path of life. Somebody may be tossing and turning on tonight. You may be trying to figure out which way you are supposed to go. You may be trying to figure out, should you go left or should you go right? But the Bible says that the steps of a good man by the Lord, being in his presence, allows you to get downloaded revelation and information, intel, into your purpose in life. In which direction to go. When you're girded up and in his presence, and not just on Sundays, but when you're in his presence every day, just listening to worship songs and just in his presence and praying and not just talking, but you're also waiting for him to respond via the Holy Spirit. When you're in his presence, he will begin to tell you which way to go. He will refer you back to his word, because his word is him. He doesn't go against his word. But in a lot of instances, depending on your level of relationship with our Lord, he will begin to give you revelation and show you the course and the direction that he has set before you. So being in the presence of the Lord is the fullness. It's the fullness of joy. It should fill you with joy. It should strengthen your joy in the presence of the Lord at his right hand. You know, the right hand is the most powerful hand between the left hand, okay? Between your other hand, which is the left hand, your right hand is the most dominant hand. It's the most powerful hand. It's the hand of strength. It says that at your right hand are pleasures forevermore, meaning that when you begin to get into his presence and you begin to walk and walk towards the purpose and the plan that he has for your life, you will begin to enjoy also the fruit of your labor. Huh? Amen? Jesus said, and I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. When you begin to get into his presence and follow his will for your life, when you begin to get into his presence and follow the purpose and the plan that he has for your life, when you begin to be obedient to the direction then that he wants you to go, he will begin to bless you like never before. Deuteronomy 28, the blessings of obedience and then the curses of disobedience. So when you begin to get into his presence and he would download to you which way to go in life, and he will also instruct you, give you instructions. Remember Abraham, the father of faith. When Abraham began to walk towards with the place that God told him to go, he told him, he said, look, get out of your country land. Get out of that place of familiarity. I want you out of there. I'm going to take you, I'm sending you somewhere else. And when Abraham began to obey the Lord and walk and go in a direction that the Lord told him, very, very, very prosperous. He was very, not just him, but his lineage was prosperous. Isaac was prosperous. Jacob was prosperous. And we know the 12 tribes were prosperous. So what I'm trying to say is that whatever you're going through on tonight, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a poverty issue or an issue with money or a finance issue or a lack issue or an issue with the children or a salvation issue or an issue of where you backslid or an issue where you have become a prodigal, I just encourage you on tonight to get back into the presence of the living God so that you will begin to experience the joy of the Lord, so that you will begin to be strengthened and so that you will begin to walk into the path that he has for your life. Let's look at this definition of path. Path have several definitions. And one says that it's the course or direction in which a person or a thing is moving, meaning that his path, meaning that he will set you on the right path. When you get into his presence and he begins to download to you which way to go, what to do, how to do, when he begins to give you instruction and you obey, you begin to walk in the direction that he has set before you, you will begin to experience the pleasures of life. Amen? Because we do know, and the Bible tells us, that if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his, then all these other things will be added unto us. And so all the other things come after we seek him first, after we put him first, after we get into his presence, build a relationship with him and fall in love with him, then he can begin to trust us with the other things. He will begin to see that we won't put the other things before him. He will begin to see that we won't idolize the other things, that we will continue to put him first, to acknowledge him for who he is, the Lord of glory, the King of glory, the sovereign God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one and only God, the God from everlasting to everlasting. And so a lot of times, my friends, we get off course because after we sought him, we begin to allow the other things come before him. We get it backwards. But if we stay on course, if we stay on the path that he has set, in order to continue to stay on that path, we got to continually to build that relationship with him. We got to continually to stay in his presence, to experience that fullness of joy, to continue to get the strength so that when the enemy come like a flood, that God will raise up a standard through you and through me. He will raise up a standard and use you to use your gift to pull down every stronghold and to pull down every weapon that's trying to stop you from moving towards your destiny. Hallelujah. Somebody hear me on tonight. It says that path also means a course, action, or conduct, meaning that you got to do something. You got to start walking towards it. You can't just stand on a path. You got to walk. You got to walk towards that direction. You can't just stay somewhere and expect something to fall from the sky. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. Faith is an action word. You got to do something. You know, even when Paul was talking to young Timothy, he said, Timothy, remember your grandma Lois. She was a faithful woman. She was a woman of faith. Not only was she a woman of faith, but she walked by faith and not by sight. She didn't have to wait to see it before she did it. She walked by faith, and she declared and decreed. And he said, Timothy, you got that same gift. All you got to do is stir it up. I'm going to set somebody up on tonight. And I let you know that it's your time, it's your season to walk into the purpose, his plan, and receive his promises. And the only thing that's lacking is that a lot of you are not in his presence like you should be. Because in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. So if you've been in his presence, why are you walking around in unforgiveness? Why are you walking around frowning and rolling your eyes? Because the Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy and strength and pleasures forevermore. So you should be experiencing the pleasures of this life. You should be experiencing. You should be having an overflow. You should be the head and not the tail. You should be the lender and not the borrower. If you've been in his presence, if you're walking in his will, if you're obedient to his instructions, if you're walking the path that he set before you, then you should be experiencing the other things, which are the pleasures forever. The Bible says not just for one day, not just for one night, not just next week, but it says forevermore. Forevermore, you should be experiencing the pleasures of the living God. Then it also says that the path also means a course of action or conduct, gradual path towards economic liberalization. You know what that means? It means that you should be economically free, meaning that you shouldn't be bogged down in debt. You shouldn't be bogged down with all these financial situations. If you've been in his presence, if you're walking in his word, if you're abiding by his word, if you have established that relationship, if you're walking in the path that he has set before you, and you're obedient to his will, to his way, and you're experiencing the pleasures of forevermore, you will be economically liberalized, meaning that you won't be bogged down. You will be free as it relates to financial issues and things of that nature. Somebody, I come to tell you on tonight, it is time for you to walk in prosperity. It is time for you to walk in prosperity. It is time for you to take the stronghold, the strong man of debt out of your life, the strong man of poverty out of your life, the strong man of lack out of your life, so that you can walk in the freeness of the Lord, walk in the path that he has set before you, a path to be economically liberalized, free, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible says that you make known to me, and I'm reading now from the English Standard Version, you make known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand, the hand of power, the powerful hand, are pleasures forevermore. I just come to tell somebody on tonight, it's time for you to get in his presence, because it's time for you to reap the harvest. The Bible says in this world there will always be seed time and harvest. When the last time you planted a seed? When the last time you planted a seed? If you planted a seed, I want you to know that this is your time for harvest. And if you're trying to figure out what happened to your harvest, why it hadn't sprouted out yet, then you need to get back into his presence. Get back into his presence, because it says in his presence and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Barr, let's open up the line.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. You've been listening to the voice of prophetess, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, our wonderful host tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines now, and either I'm going to mention your name or your last four digits. And, of course, you know, Dr. Henderson, we got to go straight to evangelist. The one and only evangelist Jackie Mays.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, evangelist. Hello. Hi, evangelist Mays.
God bless you, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so very much for that.
You're
powerful.
Welcome.
Huh?
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for that powerful word. You know, tonight talking about faith and action,
yes.
You know, it's got to be about the doing. You know, the Bible says if we just be a hearer only and never put forth the effort and the ability to do, then we're like a hypocrite. We're fooling and deceiving our own.
Right. Uh-huh.
So it's going to definitely take action. When you believe in something, you have to act on what it is that you believe in.
That's right.
What is it that you're hoping for? You know,
faith
is something that we perceive that's not yet manifested in the reality of our sense, which we know that it's already done in the spirit realm, but it's up to us to get it. You know, you preached a message maybe about a month, maybe two ago about go get it. And so it's already there. The Bible says that Jesus said when he got done, he said, it is finished, which means everything concerning us, everything in our life, every grace and everything that we was to accomplish here on this earth before he even brought us here, before he even formed us in our mother's womb, before the foundation of the earth, it was already done and it's still done.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm reminded of the place called there. When you get to that place in your faith, then it will happen. You can bring it forth to come. But until you do something, you got to act on it. You know, we get all of these prophetic words. I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done.
Uh-huh.
We get all these prophetic words, but we don't do nothing with them. We think they just going to happen. No, you got to make a move towards that prophetic word.
Yes.
If someone speaks to you and say, I see you traveling all around the world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, you got to start preparing for it. You got to start getting your messages together. Get your outfits together. Get your airline tickets. Get your money right. Because you're going to move into that word. You know, you can't just go back and say, oh, that word felt good. That sounded good. I'm just going to sit right here and see what the Lord's going to do. What you're going to do. So we have to do something. It's going to take some action. And most times, it's uncomfortable because it's new ground. It's stuff you've never done before. So you have to be willing to get out of the comfort zone and to step out on faith. Thank you so very much for that word.
You
I appreciate you so much. God bless you. Yes, ma'am, you are so welcome.
Thank you. You're absolutely correct. A lot of times, people are waiting for stuff to drop out of the sky. A lot of words have been spoken, and some didn't come to pass because people are not getting up. I mean, if somebody prophesied to you and tell you you're going to be traveling over the nations, why, go get your passport. You know you can't travel without a passport out of the country.
Right.
So a lot of it, it's just, I mean, you're right. Absolutely. You hit it spot on. Absolutely. And so, yeah, you're right. People don't understand that there are conditional prophecies too, prophetic words that are spoken. And a lot of some words that God spoke, it was in the Bible, even in the Word, if you read it, he say, you know, if you do this, then this will happen. If it's the word, meaning that, which is a conjunction word, meaning that you got to do something for it to happen. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Whenever you see if or but, know that it's telling you that something has to be done before something else can happen. So a lot of times, and people be waiting around and they forget that part, but if you do this, you know, even reading Deuteronomy 28, you got to be obedient to get those blessings. You know, if you obey, this is what you would get blessed. But if you don't obey, this is what's going to happen. Amen. And so, absolutely. Thank you so much, Evangelist. God bless you, dear.
God bless you.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the line tonight, opening up the line to you. And Dr. Henderson, you know, we got to always go to Sister Sarah. I believe Sister Sarah is with us tonight here. God bless you, Sister Sarah. I think this is you. God bless you. Amen.
Hi.
Sarah, how you doing, D-Hart?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good. It's nice to hear you.
Yeah, I mean, that the word, I'll tell you the word, you brought it on tonight. And
amen.
I am so thankful. Yeah, I'm so thankful that you and Evangelist May, the woman of God, y'all get together. It's a powerhouse. I mean, that's why I'm always listening. It's a powerhouse.
That is so funny because I called Evangelist Mays Jackie Powerhouse Mays. So she a powerhouse all by herself. But I'm so glad that you called, and we've been talking about today, we've been talking about direction and path. And so I know I feel still in my spirit that you've been asking God about direction, some direction in your life. You know, what you should do, or where you should go, or should you stay, or should you go, or which way should you go. And so I pray that this word was able to help you with some of those questions, meaning that just simply get in his presence, and he will show you which path. And but I want to continue to want you to know to have you and your family in prayer. And I just want you to know, I got three words for you. It is well. It is well. That God is on it. It is well. Okay? God bless you. Thanks for calling.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
Amen. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. I'm going to mention your last four digits. If you'd like to come on and have a comment or a question or prayer request, ladies and gentlemen, for those first-time callers. Last four digits is 0370. Last four digits. You're on with Dr. Henderson. God bless you. If you'd like to say a few words, God bless you.
God
Amen.
Bless you, just Pastor Miles. Amen.
Hey,
Dr.
God bless you, Pastor Miles. God bless you, dear. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Snuck in on you tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's my need. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm always doing a powerful job. And you know what I found out about Dr. Dolores? She always want to see others blessed. She always want to see others prosperous. You know, not only is she a giver and a helper, praise God, but she don't just want it to herself. She want others to experience it. So I came in a little late, but I'm glad to be on tonight. And I praise God that I think it's Wednesday. Praise God. We'll be together. Amen. And we'll be ministering on, I believe it is. And he called her woman.
Yeah.
So you want to hear, amen, you want to hear some more of this great teaching from Dr. Dolores, come on and tune in. I believe it's going to be at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We just going to love on you. Amen. Yeah. She's going to encourage you. She's an encourager. She's a prophetess. Prophesy. Amen. She builds up others. And just to mention some of what our sister said tonight, Sister Jackie, amen, glory be to God, about when you get instructions, you have to prepare, you have to go for it, you have to do something with it. Amen.
Yeah.
I can remember, praise the Lord, when I was sitting at my desk at my job,
mm-hmm.
and this lady on my job, a doctor came by my job. Now I'm on the phone. I'm doing my job, and I don't let nobody disturb me because, you know, I got to take care of this customer. And I'm like, lady, what is wrong with you? And this lady began to prophesy to me. She said, it's you, it's you. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm on this phone. This lady going to get me fired. And so she just went on. She said, God said that you're going to be going international, and you're going to be doing international ministry. Amen. And I tell you, it wasn't too long after that, Dr. Dolores, praise God, had a program, praise God, over in Africa, and asked me to do a program. And at first I wasn't going to go, but at the last minute I decided to go. And I'm telling you, I started putting money together. I started going around asking people for help. I put that thing in motion, amen, because the prophecy had already gone forth. So since the prophecy had gone forth, it wasn't nothing for me to do but walk there and in. Amen.
That's
so
right.
So I praise God for that tonight. You know, God always have a witness. So I'm a witness tonight that if God has said, I also had the opportunity to go to Rome. I had the opportunity to go to Italy. I mean, we went on a Mediterranean cruise and Florence and all kinds of places. But that's because it was prophesied. Glory be to God. That's what God said, and I put my foot in the prophecy, and I began to do the work. And now, praise God, the door is still open. So I thank God so much, amen, because his word is true. So y'all stay strong in the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this platform, amen, and your consistency and faithfulness to it. Amen.
God bless you, Prophetess Miles. We love you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you so much for coming on. You're absolutely correct. Yes, everything you just said, I remember that when you was preparing for Africa, I believe that was in 2017 when we went. When you went with 2017, I had been going ever since the early 2000s. But you went, it was 2017, and I remember you was like, at first you was like, you didn't know if you were going to go, but then you was like, I think it was the next day, you was like, you was gone, and before you know it, you had all your money.
Yep. Amen.
You had everything. You had more money
Amen.
Than a lot of people who said they was going at first, you know, the first time. But God be the glory. God made a way. And so it came to pass. And thank you so much,
yes,
everybody that's listening. Pastor Miles got it also. And you have a show too, don't you? Tell the people about your show and where they can listen to you.
Amen. Glory be to God. I am every Saturday morning, I'm on Facebook Live at 11:15 a.m. in the morning every Saturday. Praise the Lord. I also do foreign mission under Closer Walk Ministries, and that's usually on Zoom. But you can find my information on my Facebook page. You go there. It's not a whole lot of Teresa's out there, so you can find me under Therese Miles. Praise God, the Mind of God Ministries, Household of Faith. And also, we'll be doing, praise God, if I may announce this, we're going to be doing Hurting Women Heal. And again, Dr. Dolores Henderson is going to be on that one. That was April the 14th. Amen.
It's
God has called us in this season, in this hour. April, it's the 16th?
Uh-huh. It's on a Saturday.
April the 16th, amen, Hurting Women Heal. So we also have that page as well, and you can go there. And we just doing, you know, the work of God in the kingdom. And right now it's basically on social media, but it's out there. Catching lives, I'm telling you, it really is. To God be the glory. Thank you, Dr.
Amen.
Lord, for that.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for calling, Dr. Mom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. This is Straight
Amen.
To the
Point. So, amen. Yes. We're excited about all that God is doing. Like Pastor Miles said, we do have on Wednesday, which is the 30th, at 2 o'clock p.m. on Dr. Kevin Vaughn, K-E-V-I-N-V-A-U-G-H-A-N. I think I spelled that right. Dr. Kevin Vaughn's Facebook page. We're going to be live with our women's conference. And so I'm excited mm-hmm. about all that. Yes. Her name is Woman. And
yeah.
so we're excited about that conference. And then on April 16th, on a Saturday at 5:30, I believe, we're having
yes.
a Hurt and Woman Heal conference. 5 o'clock
yes.
or between 5 and 5:30, the Hurt and Woman Heal conference.
It's
and
5:30,
so,
amen.
5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard
yes.
Time. And
amen.
So we're excited about all that God is doing. God is really doing something with this woman in this season. A lot of times, women have really had to hold down the fort in a lot of situations. Women have, from the beginning of time, if you look at Mary, the mother of Jesus, and in all the other women who were around him, who walked mm-hmm. with the gospel. And what I mean who walked with the gospel is Jesus Christ. So they walked with the gospel. Ooh, my God, somebody catch that revelation. They walked with the gospel. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, Jesus all was surrounded by a lot of women. And
mm-hmm.
what I mean by that is that they were strength to him and for him.
Yes.
And so the woman is strength. The women go through a lot.
My.
But God built us to be able
Jesus.
To sustain a lot of what we go through. Because he knew we had to be a help me to these men.
Yes.
Then some of us, who are not married, had to go out and work and depend on him first, but get it done and survive. And some of us have to take care of the whole family. Amen.
My God.
And what I mean by the whole family, I'm not talking about just your children. But in a lot of instances, that woman had to take care of grandma, mom, sisters, and brothers, depending on economic situations and family issues. So that woman had to bear a lot, but she's still standing. The woman,
mm-hmm.
her name is Woman. And so each person that is speaking, they'll come out of it. Whatever scripture that the Lord put in their heart, I know that it's going to be an awesome, 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 awesome show. And so Hurting Woman Heal, we're going to be talking to women who
yes.
have gone through hurt and some pain, and we got
yes.
a word for you. So
amen.
We'll be dealing with different issues with both shows. Amen? And
amen.
So I want to thank everybody. I'm not going to hold you much longer, but I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. I believe Evangelist Mays will be bringing forth the word. I want to thank Dr. Vaughn for continually to hold on the fork, and I want to thank all of you for your faithfulness, those of you who are listening by way of radio, those who are listening by way of live, and those who are listening by way of the internet, those who are listening in Europe and Africa and Asia, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for tuning in. And those who are going to play back, I want to thank you as well. Remember, in his presence is the fullness of joy. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Want to leave you with these three things. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Henderson talked about joy tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to leave you with a joy medley. of song in song tonight in Jesus' name. God bless you.
The Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength.
Come on and help me sing it.
The joy. Oh,
Amen. God bless you, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. We're here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you.